Now it goes on, and he's still using the term Ephraim, and as we said, it's used 36 times from beginning at the fourth chapter on through this little prophecy here. And he says here, Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the commandment. That is, he willingly followed idols and the worship of the idols. He went with the crowd. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim like a moth, and to the house of Judah like rottenness. Now I think this is quite interesting, the figures of speech that the prophets used. And may I say, and I do not mean to make a play upon words, but there's a wonderful profit to you in studying the prophets, because they reached out into nature and used certain figures of speech that are quite helpful in understanding the Word of God. Now he says, God's going to be unto Ephraim like a moth. Now, what does a moth do? Well, he gets in your closet there, and if you don't have mothballs in there, and you heard about the fellow went to the drugstore where he bought some mothballs, brought them back, and he said, these don't work. The druggist said, what do you mean they don't work? Well, he says, I stayed up half the night throwing these balls at the moths, and I never hit a one of them. Well, friends, moths are something you just don't want in the closet where your clothes are, because in just one night, they can ruin a suit of clothes. They can ruin a very valuable garment, especially if it's a wool garment. Now, God says, I'm going to beat Ephraim like a moth. I'll judge him in a hurry. And to the house of Judah, I'll be like rottenness. It takes a board or a foundation of a house a long time to become rotten. God says to Ephraim, the northern kingdom, I'm going to judge you now. But the rottenness has already set in the southern kingdom, and finally there will be the collapse, but it'll take longer for that to take place. The foundations today are being removed in every way that's imaginable in our nation, and that which is left, rottenness has already set in. It may take a while, friends, but we just can't continue in sin like this, and it's enough to make us weep today. Now, will you notice, verse 13, he says, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound. Now, you see, Ephraim's sick and sick nigh unto death. And Judah saw his wound. In fact, he got hurt and was hurt at this time because Assyria came against him but didn't take him into captivity. Then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareb, yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. You went to a quack doctor. You thought that actually you would turn to the king of Assyria and he'd help you. Well, he's the one who's going to take you into captivity. You've appealed to the wrong one, by the way. And here's another marvelous figure of speech that the prophet uses, draws it from out yonder nature. For I will be unto Ephraim like a lion, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I'll take away, and none shall rescue him. Now, he said, first to Ephraim, I'm going to be a lion. But I'm just going to be a young lion, a lion cub to the southern kingdom. Now, what does that mean? Well, it just simply means this. I was looking at television the other night at one of these nature pictures, and I enjoy them very much, of how attempts being made throughout the world today to preserve the wild animals of the world, because many of them are becoming extinct throughout the world. They're suffering from man's sin, you may be sure of that. And so there's attempt to preserve them. They showed lions and this female lion and how she protected her cubs. And these little fellas, they just look like great big, you know, roly-poly dog or a cat, and you'd feel like you'd like to have one as a pet. But, oh, that mother lion, she was vicious. When an animal came up near her, I tell you, she really went after that animal. Little old cubs, they just kept playing. Now, God says to the northern kingdom, I'm a lion. I intend to destroy you now. But I'm just a cub lion to the southern kingdom. But what happens to a cub lion? He's going to grow up, and the day will come when he'll become just as vicious as Mama Lion was. And so the day's coming. It's a warning to the southern kingdom. You can see here, I'll be a young lion to the house of Judah. He says, I will tear and go away. In other words, God says, I'm going to let you go into captivity. And you can whine and cry all you want to. But God judges sin. And God does that today, friends. No one's really getting by with sin. We fail the young people today. And they've scattered throughout the world. You find venereal disease in epidemic stages today. And they say, what in the world has happened? Well, I'll tell you what's happened. You don't get by with sin. God says you don't get by with it. And if you can get by with it, friends, you'll contradict the word of God. But you're not getting by with it because God can wait. He will judge sin. All right, until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved. Now he goes on, and he's still using the term Ephraim, and as we said, it's used 36 times from beginning at the fourth chapter on through this little prophecy here. And he says here, Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment because he willingly walked after the commandment. That is, he willingly followed idols and the worship of the idols. He went with the crowd. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim like a moth, and to the house of Judah like rottenness. Now I think this is quite interesting, the figures of speech that the prophets used. And may I say, and I do not mean to make a play upon words, but there's a wonderful profit to you in studying the prophets. Because they reached out into nature and used certain figures of speech that are quite helpful in understanding the Word of God. Now he says, God's going to be unto Ephraim like a moth. Now, what does a moth do? Well, it gets in your closet there, and if you don't have mothballs in there, and you heard about the fellow went to the drugstore where he bought some mothballs, brought them back, and he said, these don't work. The druggist said, what do you mean they don't work? Well, he says, I stayed up half the night throwing these balls at the moths, and I never hit a one of them. Well, friends, moths are something you just don't want in the closet where your clothes are, because in just one night, they can ruin a suit of clothes. They can ruin a very valuable garment, especially if it's a wool garment. Now, God says, I'm going to beat Ephraim like a moth. I'll judge him in a hurry. And to the house of Judah, I'll be like rottenness. It takes a board or a foundation of a house a long time to become rotten. God says to Ephraim, the northern kingdom, I'm going to judge you now. But the rottenness is already set in the southern kingdom, and finally there will be the collapse, but it'll take longer for that to take place. The foundations today are being removed in every way that's imaginable in our nation, and that which is left, rottenness has already set in. It may take a while, friends, but we just can't continue in sin like this. And it's enough to make us weep today. Now, will you notice verse 13? He says, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound. Now, you see, Ephraim's sick and sick nigh unto death. And Judah saw his wound. In fact, he got hurt. And was hurt at this time because Assyria came against him, but didn't take him into captivity. Then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jareb, yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. You went to a quack doctor. You thought that actually you would turn to the king of Assyria, and he'd help you. Well, he's the one who's going to take you into captivity. You've appealed to the wrong one, by the way. And here's another marvelous figure of speech that the prophet uses, draws it from out yonder nature. For I will be unto Ephraim like a lion, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I'll take away, and none shall rescue him. Now, he said, first to Ephraim, I'm going to be a lion. But I'm just going to be a young lion, a lion cub to the southern kingdom. Now, what does that mean? Well, it just simply means this. I was looking at television the other night at one of these nature pictures, and I enjoy them very much, of how attempts being made throughout the world today to preserve the wild animals of the world, because many of them are becoming extinct throughout the world. They're suffering from man's sin. You may be sure of that. And so there's an attempt to preserve them. They showed lions and this female lion and how she protected her cubs. And these little fellas, they just look like great big, you know, roly-poly dog or a cat. And you'd feel like you'd like to have one as a pet. But, oh, that mother lion, she was vicious. When an animal came up near her, I tell you, she really went after that animal. Little old cubs, they just kept playing. Now, God says to the northern kingdom, I'm a lion. I intend to destroy you now. But I'm just a cub lion to the southern kingdom. But what happens to a cub lion? He's going to grow up. And the day will come when he'll become just as vicious as mama lion was. And so the day's coming. It's a warning to the southern kingdom. You can see here, I'll be a young lion to the house of Judah. He says, I will tear and go away. In other words, God says, I'm going to let you go into captivity. And you can whine and cry all you want to. But God judges sin. And God does that today, friends. No one's really getting by with sin. We fail the young people today. And they've scattered throughout the world. You find venereal disease is in epidemic stages today. And they say, what in the world has happened? Well, I'll tell you what's happened. You don't get by with sin. God says you don't get by with it. And if you can get by with it, friends, you'll contradict the word of God. But you're not getting by with it, because God can wait. He will judge sin. All right, until next time. May God richly bless you, my beloved.